FM 90.3 WJTL Mac Brock time and time again. It's 7:03. Liam and Fred hanging out with you on a winning Wednesday, and we have a very special guest with us today. Our friend Connie Diener is here. Connie, the founder and executive director of Kavad Performing Arts. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning, Fred. It's
you
so
look
good to be
lovely
here.
Today. Well, so wonderful to have you here. Anybody want to say hi to?
Well, yes, I want to say hi to my wonderful husband. He is just, he's my kite string, my person that keeps me grounded.
And I love that. Yeah. Good morning, Dave. So wonderful to have you listening this morning. So great to have you here. Connie, I'm not even sure where to start here. You have a book, you're celebrating 20 years, you have a big event coming up Saturday. So let's first talk about the history of Kavad Performing Arts. 20 years.
I know.
Years.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy. You started in a barn, is that right?
We started in a barn, yes, out on the Welsh Mountain. And just really felt like my daughter Tanya and I together felt like we wanted to have something that was a bit different, that was bringing glory to the Lord in the arts and excellence.
Yeah.
We hadn't seen the two put together. And so
it's
we
true.
Wanted to marry the two together and
yeah.
started out very small beginnings, let me tell you, in a barn of 800 square feet with a pole in the middle and a porta potty outside.
Wow.
What was the very first show that you did there? Do you remember?
Show,
like what was the very first event or performance that you did?
You mean as far as dance or as far as theater or anything?
As far as just Kavad, very first thing.
Yeah, well, we would have done our recital in the church. It was on the church property.
Yeah.
And we would have done a very small recital because we had 25 enrollments.
Wow.
And no one showing up at open house because it was out in the boondocks.
Right.
Yeah. So we were there for 3 years in that building before we moved to the next one in New Holland.
Yeah. So Kavad, what does that mean? What was the importance of having that name?
Right. So Kavad means the glory of God in Hebrew.
Okay.
His presence, his power, his just his majesty. And I wanted that to be throughout all that we do. Even if people didn't know the Lord, they could every time the phone rings, it's Kavad.
Right.
And just speaking his presence into our facility and wherever we go.
And we were laughing because when you first started, it was spelled like Chabad.
Right. C-H-A-B-O-D. Everybody called us Chabad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we found another form of the word, spelling of it. Yeah.
And so Kavad was born 20 years ago, and now you're celebrating so much. Not only are you at the new space in New Holland, you're at the new space in Mannheim. You're doing so many things, not just theater performances, but dance and music and singing and rap and everything.
Yeah.
You guys do a lot of cool stuff.
We do. It's really been awesome to see a team, a community that has grown. We have a little cafe in each of our facilities. And so it has really become community.
Yeah.
And that's really my heart. That's my favorite place where people come and connect and become friends and raise your kids together, you know, because there's so much in the arts that is distasteful in the world. And here is a safe haven for kids to come and families. And it has been really awesome to see that grow. And that's kind of be the engine of what we do.
And you have a family that has now experienced 20 years together. So this Saturday, it's like you're having a 20-year reunion, and it's going to be happening at the Worship Center. Now, lay out for us what people are going to see when they come.
Yeah, it's going to be real exciting. So when you come in, you get a canvas bag as a souvenir with Kavad, and you get a passport. And so there's 12 exhibits that really represent every air of Kavad, starting with the barn and then going to Chabad, which is really retro. It's the Capitol. We had started off with the name Capitol Academy.
Okay.
At the very beginning.
I
very
forgot
beginning.
That.
Yes.
Yeah. Until you just now said that. I forgot that.
Yeah. And then the second building was Kavad, Chabad, and then we go to the Performing Arts Building. So you visit every exhibit. There's 12.
Yeah.
We have a Friends in Motion program for children and adults with intellectual disabilities. And so we have an exhibit for that. And then we have our missions table because we travel every summer to an international missions trip.
Right.
And so each of these ministries are represented or places. And then you come and the kids and adults participate and you get your passport stamped.
Yeah.
And I have a book table there
as
well.
Yeah.
And so you get your passport stamped. And at the end, the 12th exhibit, you can turn in your passport. Well, you don't turn it in, but you can show that you have them all stamped. And then you get a raffle ticket for drawings doing our big celebration. We have a celebration that is happening as
well. And
you're
going to have performances. The kids will be performing.
We are.
You're going to have prizes.
Yes. And Marion Lehman, Marion and Friends will be there. She's performing.
We love her
and
so
then
much.
We have Jay Stahlsfuss, an illusionist, that'll be there throughout the afternoon. And then we have a big celebration with some videos of where we've been and where we're going. So
we've
just
started.
We have just barely started.
Celebrate 20 years with Kavod this Saturday, 2 to 5 at the Worship Center there on New Holland Pike, just outside of Leola, between Leola and Lancaster. And now let's talk about the book. From Barn to Stage, how long has it taken you to write this book?
I was trying to remember. I think it's 2.5 years now.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And you know what's interesting, Fred, is it's a double meaning, because I was raised in Indiana in a very, very conservative home.
Okay.
And I wasn't allowed to do any kind of shows, or wasn't allowed to dance or anything. And so I would go out. We had a huge pig farm of 1,000 pigs. And so that's where I cut my teeth in the arts, because I would sing to them, you know, give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. You know, all those old songs I would sing
to the pigs.
Dance to the pigs and cry, because I wasn't allowed I was way back in the sticks, very lonely child.
Yeah.
And so it has a double meaning, because that is where
you started,
which is about my book. And then up through, we actually started in a barn. So from barn to stage. Yeah.
I love A Journey of Faith and Creativity, Connie Diener's brand new book, From Barn to Stage. It'll be available this Saturday. Is it going to be available online as well?
Can people? It is. Yes, it will be on Amazon.
Right.
But yes, this Saturday, and all the proceeds go to Kavod for a fundraiser,
no matter where
you buy it.
Yeah.
And
it's
a little less expensive. It's $15 at the event on Saturday, a $15 minimal donation to Kavod.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And the event is free.
It is free. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And there's cake. It's going to be a party, Fred.
Well, it's Lancaster County. There has to be food.
There has to
be. If you're going to celebrate.
Hot chocolate. Right? Plenty of coffee.
Yeah, definitely. So many things. Celebrate 20 years with Kavod this Saturday, 2 to 5 at the Worship Center. You can get Connie's book there, or you can maybe win the book here coming up, right?
We got opportunities to win all day long, but just around the corner. Stay tuned.
We're going to talk more with Connie on the way. We, the Kingdom, Brandon Murphy, and more music too.